Our National Secretary Treasurer, Claude Généreux, has continuously demonstrated his commitment to equality through a number of supportive measures. I could give you several examples, but I'm going to keep it linked to money, seeing how that's his file. The National Women's Task Force went way over budget. In fact, I think it was almost double over budget. But the work had to be done, and QP National was solid behind that commitment. Brother Claude understood that in order to provide the sisters the kind of support that was necessary to carry out this work, significant resources would be required. Brother Claude came to the National Executive Board without hesitation and recommended support and approval for the National Women's Task Force work plans. Brother Claude has led our union from tough financial times to a strong foundation, and recommendations he has moved forward on will support future generations of QP members. You're going to have an opportunity to hear from him and have a discussion with him during the open discussion, but right now I'd like you to welcome him to say a few words to this conference.
Thank you, Candace. And the Quebecois always two kisses on each cheek. And in other countries, it's 3, 4, 5, and then it's 10 minutes later. But I'll keep to my notes. I'm very humbled as an ally with more than 400 people in this room, mostly sisters, that you find it in your heart to give the podium for a couple of minutes for one of your allies. And I picture myself as such. And we always see my relationship to you, sisters, as one with money. It's not only this, but because I'm the treasurer, I'll accept this. So, in the spirit, I don't know if you see with the camera here, here's support I want to pledge. Sandy Hardy, you want to come up? Come on down! Want to pledge support. But if you look closer, I don't know if you've seen this. I think it's funny money. So, you need real support. Come up. QP National is about to offer real support. Real support. Real support. Here is QP National support.
Thank you.
And we'll wrap this around the building.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Sandy.
That as well.
Want the bag? The bag. Good. Well, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. My partner is a QP member. Our local is present. I got lots of explaining to do now. No. So that's the real support we want to offer. Paul made a commitment. He's a president now. He says, no limits. I'm the treasurer. I was listening. And half an hour ago, I can tell you that Sandy and others were listening. I did receive a cost share request for bargaining support. But that's QP. We're stronger, and that's what we want to do. We all want to see you wrap this building and wrap your round of bargaining and get out of this round of bargaining, you and everyone else, with decent working conditions, being lifted out of poverty. This is why we're meeting here, and we'll keep on working together. Many of you were here yesterday night, and I think we blended kind of, sort of. Ellen Kennedy, you were asking about the show we would be watching yesterday, if it would be useful for you in determining what kind of kitchen appliances you would get. So have you made a choice? They had mean blenders, very mean blenders. There was about 150 people, so one out of three here. So he asked a sister, a brother beside you, to the left or to the right, mean blenders. So is it what you're going to get?
I don't know. It might cause a fire.
Okay. Well, I'll go on. And I'll just try to exercise a bit, you switching with the headphones, the headsets. So I'll go on a bit in French. On a connu quatre magnifiques.
We had four fantastic days, and today is just starting this fourth day. Days filled with inspiration. It started with Gloria Mills from the UK, and it has been fantastic throughout the convention. We've heard your stories. We've heard about your struggles, your daily struggles. We've shared your victories. It's important to talk about victories, not only all the struggles. So we all saw, we all saw that you were there, you supported one another throughout the workshops, and we're even starting to get reports. It's incredible what you can do with technologies. We already have a sort of overview of what happened, and like we heard this podcast earlier on, we could hear that you were really involved in what happened here. So, very fruitful meeting. You are an inspiration for all of us, but also as a union, as QP, you're the engine that is leading us towards the future. Well, this conference just reaffirms what we already knew. We, of course, recognize that we have a lot of work to do. It's not always going to be easy, but we're able to face a situation with this capitalism, which is decaying. So we will be confronted to many challenges, not in only the next few weeks and months, because this crisis will probably not end soon. This being said, we will not only try to keep what we've obtained.
We have learned a lot in our workshops. We have our short, medium, and long terms, each and every one of us here. So what we want is to see progress. We want to see steps forward. We want to see gains at the negotiations table. And we hope that this conference will effectively lead to that. Let's see, there's a word I can't say. I want to say rejuvenate in French. What is that? Anyway, I better should have taken a better another cup of coffee this morning. But anyway, regaillardir, that's it. To rejuvenate our collective efforts to put our tables on the put our demands on the table and do the things we need to do to defend those measures. And we have to strengthen the role of women, your role in negotiations, so that we can achieve those advantages and so that we can fight against poverty, so that we can fight against against racism and achieve more equality in our unions and greater community. So your own analysis here of what has gone on here and in the workshops in the last couple of days will enable us all together to develop the idea, a better idea, more clear idea of who we are and what we need to do in order to move ahead. So this is a victory. It's a celebration of victories. I think we haven't celebrated enough some of our victories. One of our guests was talking to us about the incredible victory that was had against Bill 29 in the Supreme Court of Canada. That was something that was a benefit not only for the people in BC, but for everyone, whether all workers, whether they're unionized or not. So we should celebrate that, and we should take even more measures to do that kind of thing. So congratulations on that. L'Oréal also said that women needed the unions. I mean, altogether, we have always known that the union needs the women. They need you. We need you to move forward. And yesterday, you heard Darman as well saying that the power of women workers that they're going to exercise in this period of time, it's the real power that we have now. That's our power today. It's the feminine power. So what we're going to try to do is to get your power from you and get it working.
QP members in Toronto in 2007, when we were sitting down in a larger room than this. Yes, Judy, first convention you attended was in this hotel. Would you believe we could hold a convention like this today? We barely have a conference that can fit the size of this room. That's QP's growing and your commitment, your activism, your participation. But in 2007, we did make a commitment. And the recommendation of the National Women's Task Force, our commitment to moving forward on equity, the recommendations of the Women Task Force were embedded in CUPE's parlance, what we call our strategic direction, the policy that we set together during the sitting of our parliament, the convention, the national convention. So this conference, our conference today, was a big part of that commitment, because bringing you together now means that we do set the agenda to move forward together, sisters and allies. And you set the agenda, bargaining goals, work, family balance. We've heard all about all these issues, eliminating violence and harassment at work and in society more generally, integrating equality into everything we do. And we have a lot to do. But we have heard seemingly contradictory or conflicting advice during this conference. On the one end, we were told that we had to be impatient. And I reminded Gloria Mills that she told us this, that we had to be impatient. And yet we heard from other, and there are no less militants or activists, such like Armin, reminding us, for example, that EI, that used to be called UI, took more than 12 years, a dozen years in the 30s to get legislation, or more than 10 years to get some legislation around pay equity. So is that contradictory? Because she was saying sometimes we need to be patient. It takes time. And I don't think there's any contradiction in there. It's both. The two messages mean to me, one and the same. It's actually the same. We never have to give up. We never can give up. We will never give up. And he'll take the time he'll need while being impatient, because we want to see change in our lifetime, not only for our daughters. I remember a sister telling us, sisters and allies, about pay equity in Bell Canada, or with PSAC, taking a generation that it was mothers that fought for their daughters to get pay equity. So in your lifetime at work, not only your biological lifetime, now this is completely integrated and reconcilable judgments that have been passed by our panelists. But I know CUPE women do not need encouragement on this front about commitment, and I want to thank you sincerely for your activism. And for pushing, because CUPE, not only pushing outside, pushing CUPE, we need to be pushed. CUPE needs to change, and it's the future for all working people. And I say this, thanks. I say this because I'll try to wrap up and give you one number. As a treasurer, I gotta give you at least one number. Recapping what we've looked at during this conference, there's one stat that really struck me. Talking with others, some people told me, yeah, it was clear. Others weren't sure. So here's the number. Simple arithmetic. 70% of unionized workers are public sector workers. And of the 70% of all workers, 80% of public sector workers are you, women. So do the math. It would mean 56% of that group is you. Plus, there are certainly sisters that are unionized in private sector. So round it up, 60% of unionized workers are you. You are the majority. You got to lead. There's a clear majority of unionized workers that are women now, and it is women. Equality issues, public services, wage, pensions, childcare, your issues that will move the economic and social position of working people forward. This is what I meant by your issues are all our issues now, and we all need to be together into this. And I do not want to think it'll be easy, that said. We've created some very positive energy here in these 4 days this week, but it's only the beginning, and our battle will be constant. We will win something, but you know what? Someone, somewhere, we'll be fighting to take it away. Thank you. Take away the 2 minutes left. And in looking at the report back from the workshops, we've heard some great ideas that happened from you to strengthen women's bargaining. So I won't go into this. They were captured to fight racism, to fight inequality more generally, fight violence and harassment. But I don't want only to simply recap. I want to add something to this. And Alan Kennedy, this morning, you went there. You talked about political action. So it goes hand in hand with bargaining. And let's not forget about this. It goes hand in hand with bargaining. We need to elect women and allies that will get us to better legislation, equity, pay equity legislation, universal childcare. Sometimes there are issues we can bargain for us only. We need to push this to the level of legislation, to as public services for everyone. Get fair and balanced labor relations laws. So we need to change not only the laws. When we don't like the laws, we need to change lawmakers as well. Let's change them. I think we'll be able to do this in BC in May and get Carol James, NDP leader, in charge of these laws. We need more of them. And we need to improve representation. It's been said, I want to restate this. I agree with this. We need to do it. Better representation of you in CUPE and improve the way in which we do business. So CUPE members, women and men, need to embrace change, all this change, and we need to move forward with a stronger sense of solidarity. So I will do my part in as much as I can for this to happen. And I do not only want to pledge my support because this is the future of Quebec, of CUPE. I'm not used to be in Quebec. It's so funny to be sleeping home, taking the subway, coming here for a work day in CUPE. So there, you saw my brain for a second. I want to do this, going back to being more serious, I want to do this because this is the right thing to do. Simply. So the conference is not just yet over, as was said. Paul, I, our co-chairs of our National Women's Committee, Helen, Sedalia, Yolanda, our Diversity Vice President, Candice, we'll sit down and listen. And we have, by the way, many other National Executive Board members here. So in CUPE's parlance, the National Executive Board, the NEB, the Conseil Exécutif National, this is our government in between conventions. And they are workers. Sometimes we think, NEB, just an acronym, an abbreviation. It's 24 workers like you. And I named Yolanda, I named Candice. And Sandy, Sandy's an NEB member representing all of New Brunswick. So we're workers. And we want to bring this to reality, the work of this conference. For all of us, 600,000 workers in all our communities throughout Canada to strengthen communities. So we need to hear from you, but I will close by thanking some people. And if you don't mind, it's part of the 2 minutes, but it's really...
I missed my dinner already.
Oh, so I'll pay the dinner. Candice told me something, that if I would stay within 14 minutes, Paul would pay her a dinner. So Candice, I will pay you that dinner. I want to make amends, but it's really to thank some people that sometimes we mention you in passing, but not enough. So I want to do this formally. If you're in the room, I would like you to stand and be recognized. Isabelle, Danielle, Debbie, Tim, and Steve for their support, logistic support, office support, clerical support, technology support. And I think they're at Saguenay Room still doing their work. Thank you. And I'd like to ask as well others to stand. Now, equality staff, CUPE equality staff, I'd like you to stand up. And thank you, Maureen, another Maureen, Jackie, Connie, Margot, Mag, and some are missing. Cherie, I know Cherie's here. Joanne, that's our capacity to support you, our champions to support equality in CUPE, to ensure that it's on the front burner. Union development staff, hey, we can see that's only a symptom of what's been happening. Stand up, please. Thank you. And with you, we've been helped by many facilitators. I'd like to see facilitators standing up. Take a bow and thank you. Facilitators. Thank you. I will not name all of you, but there's so many. We need communication. You can see it's working. So communication staff, please, I'd like to see you stand up and be recognized. There's Louise there. She managed to work without her glasses. Still, it worked. We had a reference group that we set up with staff that know a little bit about this, a little more than maybe some men and allies like Paul and I and others. And we've asked them to prepare this so that we could land on the spot that we know now, which is our conference. So, staff that have been part of that reference group, I would ask you to now stand up and be recognized as well. Thank you. Daria behind the camera. And you're all standing in, it's like a church here. You're in the back, on the sides. There's as well, Yolanda, Candace, you've been there at every moment with all of our women's committee. So I'd like you to stand up and be recognized. Thank you. Candace, they won't stand up if you don't. Thanks. Lastly, there's been a facility, a service organized and provided to you because it is essential. That's one barrier, which is childcare. So we've had childcare provided to you. Yesterday, I saw a sister doing this, and I know her. And I asked who it was. It was Garderie Picasso. I want to thank you. And I cannot ask them to stand up. There, you know where they are. Thank you. Garderie Picasso, now I have to say, I'll boast. My local president, local 313, Sister Saint-Amand, she was a woman. No surprise, set up the first childcare, unionized francophone childcare facility in Quebec in 1972. And it was Garderie Picasso, local 313. And it was my local that provided this service. I didn't know. So I'm really happy. And why this happened in 72? Because there was a woman leading. And they were the highest paid childcare workers in all of Canada because they were recognized as the same other QP members of that local. And they had the same rate of pay. Well, thank you all. You should all stand up and recognize your participation. All, and I'll look at this number, last number, 350 sisters and 27 allies. Close to 400 people in this room that you put your heart and guts until a couple of hours still in this conference so that we move forward together. Thank you. Thank you.